I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Inside are reasons that you fall. So know your freedoms and your wants. Inside. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first show of 2013. Not the first show ever. Actually, while I was listening to that Delhi to Dublin track, I was thinking, God, how long has Are You Aware, and have I, been on the air? And I went through my podcast and realized that the first show was December 10th, 2009. So, wowzers, it's the fourth year of Are You Aware, music that has something to say, which is pretty darn cool. I hope you guys had a fantastic festive season and a rockin' new year, and 2013 is treating you mighty fine. I'm sorry I've been off the airwaves for a few weeks, but it's you know how it is. It's this that time of the year where family and friends come to visit. But I am back and I am rocking and looking forward to 2013. There's so many great bands with new albums coming up, so I'm pretty damn pumped to play some of those new gems that'll be coming out in 2013. If you've never heard of this show before and you're a first-time listener, welcome, welcome. I'll give you a little bit of a background of the show. Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. I try to choose songs that have a positive social justice message, or I just really like the song, and I try and find out something about the artist that has to do with their philanthropic efforts, and it's all in a effort to get you guys inspired to be involved in your local community or globally or whatever moves you to get involved and make some positive change, all through the joys of listening to independent and wonderful music that you hear on CITR. Now, CITR's got some pretty crazy stuff happening over the next few weeks. We have our big fun drive that I am going to start advertising right now because I want you guys all to participate. CITR Radio is a volunteer-run organization. We have a skeleton staff of about three. The rest of the staff, i.e. all the DJs, are volunteer, and we don't sell advertising space. Well, we do, but it's tiny little bit of advertising space, and it's usually to a lot of worthy causes that we don't even sell. We just give it away for free. We need you, the listeners, to support us, and during the February 28th to whatever the week ending that week, I think it's like March 7th, we will be asking our listeners to support us in our efforts to bring you the best programming on the airwaves in Vancouver. So I want you guys to mark down that show, the 28th of February. I will be getting some wicked prizes together for people that donate a hell of a lot of money to my show, and in other words, to CITR, because you know what? It's our 75th year on the airwaves, and we want to keep going for another 75 years, but we need your support. So remember, the Fun Drive Week, 28th of February till March 7th. Open your pockets so that we can keep our wonderful music alive and well, and obviously support independent local artists like the band I just played for you. That was Delhi to Dublin with their song Tabla Boy from their album of last year, Turn Up the Stereo. They're a great world music group from Vancouver that are just skyrocketing up everyone's sort of interest level, and the airwaves, as well as just people want to hear them more and more. I checked when they were going to play next, and it's not going to be for a while. They are basically touring around the States. Good on them with that. But they basically fuse Bangra music and Celtic music together, which I think is a wicked combination, and you could probably guess that from what we just played. They actually formed for a performance at the Vancouver Celtic Festival in 2006 and have stayed together ever since. They opened the Canada Day celebrations on Parliament Hill in Ottawa in July 2007. And in 2011, they spent a month touring across Canada raising money for Movember, which, you pretty much have to be under a rock to not know what Movember is. And you know what? I think a lot of the Vancouver men just keep Movember going all year round. The Stash has come back with a vengeance over the last few years. It's very interesting fashion slash, I don't know, hair grooming choice. Anyway, Movember, which started in Australia, is actually a charitable campaign that supports prostate cancer research. Well, I think I've done enough chatting. We need to get back to some sweet ass music. The next band I've got for you is Nora and the Whale. It's from their album Peaceful The World Lays Me Down. They actually are a London band. They were formed a few years ago, and that Peaceful World Lays Me Down is their debut album, and it was released in 2008. In 2012, in December, the band announced via Twitter that they have finished recording their fourth album, and they anticipate releasing it in 2013. So when that comes out, I will be definitely playing it on the radio because I really like Noah and the Whale. They're awesome. And there's going to be a short film accompanying the new album. I love how artists are now diversifying into other realms, not just music, when they're producing stuff. I remember Tegan and Sarah did a photo sort of photo book with one of their releases a few years ago, and I'll be talking about Beck later on. I've got a Beck song for you, an oldie but a goodie, and he's released some sheet music, but I'll tell you more about that later on. They actually, Nora and the Whale, were also involved in a EP that was released in 2008. It was called Noah and the Whale Presents the A-Sides. Only 2,500 copies of the album were released on 12-inch vinyl, and all the proceeds actually went towards a collection of charities under the umbrella name called Age Concerns. This album was recorded over two nights only with a two-take limit, which is pretty cool because you think, God, some of these albums last forever and ever before they get released and recorded. And the reason the band chose Age Concern was they were inspired after visiting a retirement home of one of the band's grandfathers. Age Concern is the banner title, like I said, of a bunch of charitable organizations specifically concerned with the needs and interests of older people in the United Kingdom. They provide practical support to individuals, and they campaign on issues such as age discrimination, pension, and works to influence public opinion and government policy about older people. And talking about supporting older people, the United Way is a fantastic organization that really supports so many different organizations throughout the Lower Mainland. And one thing that they really focus on is seniors and supporting seniors, and the fact that a lot of seniors will actually die a lot earlier because of being alone. So I think people forget about how important it is to really support our seniors. They've been around for a long time, and they've really supported the community through their own activities through their lives. So we need to give back to them as well. But without further ado, let's hear 5 Years Time by Nora and the Whale. You are on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Walking around a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too, and I'll put my hands over your eyes but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking, it was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing, it was fun. Oh, well, I'll look at you and say it's the happiest that I've ever been. And I'll say, I no longer feel I have to be James Dean. And she'll say, yeah, well, I feel all pretty happy too. And I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, 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 all through our bodies, love, 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 all through our minds, and if we love, 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 all over her face, and love, 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 all over mine. And though a million of these moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them.
Thank you. mine's a world where true happiness lies.
Sex with Strangers, along with guests Fine Times and The Never Surprise, will be playing at the Media Club on January 24th. Catch this Vancouver band with a soft spot for metal and 60s ballads. Tickets $10 in advance at hipcitymusic.ca, sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Canada's wonderful own Born Ruffians with their song Ballad of Moose Bruce from their album, from their album of a few years ago called Say It. It was actually their second studio album and it was released on June 1st in 2010. They formed in 2004, and they're in Toronto and they have a new album coming out on April 16th. So mark your calendars. April 16th this year, the Born Ruffians will have a new album called Birthmarks, which means hopefully they'll have a new tour. So if you haven't seen the Born Ruffians, unfortunately I haven't. I would love to because they're such a fun band and I love their music. I think it would be fantastic to go and see them live. So hopefully they'll come over to Vancouver within this year. They were involved with another great band called Man Man on the benefit concert for Chill, sponsored by the New York Ski and Snowboard Club, the 7th annual New York benefit concert for Chill. Basically, Burton Snowboarding as a company, the company has a foundation called Chill Org. Each winter in 14 different cities across North America, Chill takes 170 kids to the slopes once a week for 6 weeks and provides them with everything they need to learn to ride. So that's all the boots, the gear, the lift tickets, and people to support them while they're trying to learn snowboarding. And let me tell you, someone who's fallen on her butt 1,000 times trying to learn snowboarding, it takes a little help from some friends to get you up and around. So I loved that. In the middle there, we had Shred Kelly, which is a band that's been around for a little while. They're from Fernie, a 5-piece band, and they have a new album out. Well, new album-ish. I can still say 2012 is a new album. It's only January. Their album was called In the Hills, and the song that we just heard was The Bear. Now, that was actually nominated for the hottest pipes on the CBC Radio 3 Bucky Award for their lead vocalists. So that I love that she was voted for the hottest pipes ever. That makes me laugh. Not ever, but for 2012. Anyway, if you like their song, check out on the 13th of February, they're actually playing at the Railway Club in Vancouver. I love the Railway Club. It's such a cute little venue, and it plays some really wicked stuff. So if you like them, check them out. They've actually recently been awarded in 2012 Artist of the Year at the Kootenai Music Awards, and they also won a spot on the Green Couch sessions of CBC Radio 3. So they have been around for a little while, and they're really in... I sort of saw this... It was basically a quote from them saying, "Our goal is to support efforts to donate bikes for daily transportation, instruments for musical development programs, and organizing groups to expand on existing communities and build sounder buildings and safer communities worldwide. We also believe in raising awareness for environmental and social issues and working towards creative ways to spread the word and have the world work together." So not only are they killer for sound, but they're also really wanting to be involved. So Shred Kelly, if you're a charity out there, go check them out and try and get them involved in your next event. Now, shifting gears a little bit, I try and not buy magazines unless I'm going on a plane. And as I was visiting family over in Ontario this year, I bought one of my favorite magazines in the entire world. I'm going out there on a limb and saying that. It's called The New Internationalist. It's been around for decades and it's such a great magazine. If you want to learn about today's issues in a very independent way, without any agenda, without any sort of advertising push and sway, check out The New Internationalist. They really go to the crux of these really compelling issues that are going on. But they also put in some really cool stuff, just really great tidbits. And so I bought The New Internationalist to read on the plane going over for Christmas to Ontario. And it was the December 2012 issue. And I read it and I thought, you know what? I have to tell my listeners about not only the magazine, but something I read in New Internationalist. So they have this little section on page 11 of the December magazine, and if you want to check out New Internationalist on Google. It says reasons to be cheerful. Now I just want to read this little article that I found because I think it's fantastic. Clothes versus pollution. We could soon be purifying the air one t-shirt at a time thanks to scientists developing a special additive for laundry detergents. The additive contains particles of titanium dioxide, which grip the fabric when the item is next worn. It reacts with nitrogen oxide, a pollutant in the atmosphere, breaking it down to harmless particles. Researchers predict one person wearing clothes washed with cat claw could remove the same amount of nitrogen oxide from the air each day as produced by a family car. I'm going to read that sentence again because if this catches on, this is amazing. Researchers predict one person wearing clothes washed with cat claw could remove the same amount of nitrogen oxide from the air each day as is produced by a family car. I hope that that comes out into the market and people use it because, I mean, what is easier than wearing a t-shirt and actually reversing your carbon footprint while wearing a t-shirt? Pretty damn cool. And the other little tidbit I wanted to tell you about was Saudi's women's lawyers. Women are to be allowed to argue cases in Saudi Arabia. This is a huge step forward as Saudi Arabia is one of the most oppressive countries in the world as far as women's rights. And it's a small step, well, it's a small step forward for gender equality, but I think it's a huge step forward in the hope of feminist issues in Saudi Arabia and around the world. Those with a degree in law and 3 years of experience in a lawyer's office can apply. Previously, women lawyers could only act as civilian representatives and were not allowed to open their own law firms. However, unfortunately, women still need approval from their male guardians. Well, I have to say, for such an oppressed country, when it comes to women, they finally have let women drive cars. Amazing. That only happened in the last few years. And now the Saudi lawyers, the women's lawyers of Saudi Arabia actually have a little step forward. So I just wanted to give you some fun facts as I like to do here on CITR, but let's put the music back on. And I'm very excited to play this next song. She is friggin' wonderful. Beth Orton, after 6 years of hiatus, she has come back with her fifth studio album. I was so happy to see this on the list for our playlist that we have at CITR. If you've never heard of Beth Orton, she is fantastic. I saw her at a Big Day Out festival years and years and years ago, which is a music festival that tours around Australia, my home country. And it's a fantastic day and you get to see a whole slew of bands. And she just rocked it. She's wearing a pink fuzzy bikini and it was so hot. She called herself Barbecue Beth because it was just so hot. But she played such a great album. A great set. Now, she's a Brit Award-winning English singer-songwriter. And this album is called Sugaring Season. And it was actually recorded, ironically, in Portland, Oregon. And talking about carbon neutral, of course, all of her recent releases are subscribed to be carbon neutral. So you know what? Beth Orton wearing a t-shirt and doing what she does with her carbon neutral campaign, she could actually reduce the pollution of maybe a small city. Who knows? Basically, this means, this carbon neutral that she has subscribed to means a tree is planted in a poor area of Mexico for every certain amount of units produced to offset the emissions generated when pressing the CDs and other marketing paraphernalia. How cool is that? We love Beth. And she's also been involved a couple of years ago with Annie Lennox, where she and 22 other female artists sang at a World AIDS Day concert of this song Sing, which was actually first released in December 2007, which is World AIDS Day. And this was to raise awareness for mother to child transmission of HIV. This was also in conjunction with Annie Lennox's appearance on the Nelson Mandela 46664 concert in South Africa. So 46664 is a series of AIDS concerts that were played in honor of Nelson Mandela in the 2000s. Another little fun history fact, because I'm a bit of a history nerd, Mandela was actually imprisoned in Robben Island in 1964 and was the 466th prisoner, hence the number 46664. So that's a little bit of tidbit for you. But right now we're going to play Magpie by Beth Orton. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Thank you.
in a while go by. I wonder, do you ever question why? Oh, crow, crow, I'm sitting here wondering why. You know you see more of the day than I could dream. And I do not know why.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
I went out walking to a blizzard night, with my warm head humming like the old street lights. And my mind was working with a vibrancy. And my mind was working with a vibrancy. I put my cold feet into a firelit room. I was 4 pints deep before I did resume. And my mind was working with a vibrancy. And my mind was working with a vibrancy. To the street I went, music in my ears. The snow was still blowing, I was going like this. And my mind was working with a vibrancy. And my mind was working with a vibrancy. In a sea of blues, how the spark of life in me was infused. And my mind was working with a vibrancy. And my mind was working with a vibrancy.
Of rioting in England as police clash with youths in several cities.
You went to the stores that you'd applied for a job at?
Yeah.
I went across that. I went Clapham, yeah? To go where I handed out a CBR that year. You don't want to reply back to an email or that, yeah, this is payback, isn't it? Payback, right? And what about you? Any bad feelings at all? Have you ever thought about it at night when you've been sleeping in your bed? No, because I'm watching my plasma that I just got. Seems like Christmas came early.
Meeting of the government's Cobra Committee.
This is criminality, pure and simple, and it has to be defeated.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Australia's own Temper Trap. And before I tell you a bit about them, I want to do a big, big shout out to everybody in Australia. On Saturday is Australia Day, our day to celebrate all things that are fantastic about the land down under. So anyone who's listening in Australia, big shout out. Enjoy the Triple J Hottest 100. We have a national radio station, independent radio station in Australia, kind of like CBC. And they actually have the Triple J Hottest 100 every Australia Day. And you can vote on your favorite independent act. They all play indie tracks and all fun stuff. And it's great to be in Australia on Australia Day because you walk down any street in Australia and you just hear Triple J blaring out at all the different houses along the street. So I will buy some Tim Tams tomorrow, drink a Cooper's beer, and listen to the Triple J Hottest 100 in solidarity with my fellow Australian celebrating down under for Australia Day. Temper Trap, one of Australia's greatest bands that have been released, that have sort of come out of Australia in a while. They formed in 2005, and their new album, which is self-titled, called The Temper Trap, was actually released in June last year. They've been nominated numerous times for the ARIA Awards, of which they won Best Group and 5 awards for The Sweetest Disposition, which is one of their main one of their sort of bigger albums or bigger songs that have come out by them. I really loved this song that I chose, which was London's Burning, because they actually used real-life media coverage of the riots that happened last year. So it was very interesting, the words in that song sort of commenting on what was going on during that time. They've actually supported Miranda Kerr's hijacking of MySpace in aid of Earth Hour and recently filmed a public service announcement in aid of Little Kids Rock. Earth Hour is a great initiative, and that's coming up in the next couple of months. I can't remember exactly when it is. It started in Australia and has moved throughout the world. Basically, we just ask that you don't use electricity for an hour, and that will make a huge difference in the amount of energy that is consumed within that month and year even. I remember being in Australia a few years ago around the time of Earth Hour, so it must be within the next sort of couple of weeks or month. I think it's around Easter if I remember quite correctly, and I was sitting with a couple of friends overlooking the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and it was amazing seeing Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge turn off their lights. And so if the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge can do that, you guys can do it too. I'll let you know in future shows when Earth Hour is happening. Get out your lights, make it romantic, and just hang out and in candlelight. The public service announcement they did for Little Kids Rock actually brings free instruments and lessons to kids in underprivileged public schools across the country, which I thought was wicked. In the middle there, we had John and Roy from their new album, Let It Go, self-titled. And the song we heard was, not self-titled, what am I talking about? Sorry, Let It Go is the album. And the song we heard was Vibrant Scene. If you don't know about them, they've been around for a while. They live in Victoria, BC, so local bands, which is great. And they actually started performing in 2003 and have been doing well ever since. They've been involved in the Tall Tree Festival in 2010 for the Ancient Forest Alliance, which is a new, which is a British Columbian organization working to protect the endangered old growth forests of BC, which it really is an important thing to keep those old growth forests alive and well for generations to come. And it was founded in 2010. So if you want to know more about the Ancient Forest Alliance, just Google that and it should come up. Well, without further ado, because we've got a few songs to get through and it's the minutes are counting down, I apologize if I say this name wrong. I heard it on CBC the other day and I was like, oh, I have to remember how to say it. And now I've forgotten. I think I'm getting sick, so my brain's a little muddled today. It is called, they are called, or he is called, Old Man Ludecky, or Ludek? I don't know, either or. It's from his new album called Tender in Is the Night. He's in a Juno Award winning, I'll get there in the end, singer-songwriter from Canada and banjo player, which is, a lot of banjos are sort of coming back into the foray of musical sort of interest right now, which I thought's kind of cool. I always love a little bit of country in my rock and roll. His 2008 album, Proof of Love, won a 2009 Juno Award for Traditional Folk Album of the Year. And he's performed a benefit concert in support of the Ride to Conquer Cancer, which is a fundraising initiative to raise money for cancer research. Tender is the Night was released in 2012, and the song we are going to hear today is, if I cue it correctly, is I'm Fine, I Am, I Am. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I have fallen down among the wonder that has found me, now surrounds me, wandered off a little ways. And over my shoulder there's a party pounding, sounding across the magic of the open water, like the moon spread on the bay. When I fell among the roses that were closest to my nose, the sand is cool upon my head, the moon upon my toes. My sandy hair and back, there's been a crack upon my stony heart. Breathing in the night, swirling light, shooting starry darts. I'm fine. I am okay. I am. I am okay. I am. I am. I sing the triumph of tequila sunset's golden memory, the way that eyes in firelight play. And I know that no exuberance ever goes a day unpunished. I'll trade tomorrow for today. When I took a break to take a break on a thousand running waves, ponder on a dress in its perfect disarray. My sandy hair and back, there's been a crack upon my stony heart. Breathing in the night, swirling light, shooting starry darts. I'm fine. I am okay. I am. I am okay. I am. But nothing lasts forever. Every perfect moment passes. At the party they are filling up the old shot glasses. I remember all my foolish longing passes. So I'll stay right here and dream away, 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 away. My sandy hair and back, there's been a crack upon my stony heart. Breathing in the night, swirling light, shooting starry darts. I'm fine. I am okay. I am okay. I am.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we heard the Canadian folk rock band, whose members are Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland, is Whitehorse. What a great album. This is their album, The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss. What a beautiful title for an album. And that song was called Achilles' Desire. That album was actually released in August of last year on Six Shooter Records. And it's the second album by Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland. And this duo has released two albums, obviously, and they're actually based out of Hamilton, Ontario. Toronto Star actually claimed Luke Doucette as the best Canadian guitarist around. So there you go. And you can tell by that song, there's some pretty sweet guitar licks in there. I really love that song. It's a beautiful song. And I think I'll be playing a little bit more of this album because it's just, I don't know, I can't even explain it. It's just effortlessly bluesy awesomeness. In the middle there, we went a little country with Lindy Ortega and her album Cigarettes and Truck Stops, and that song was Murder of Crows. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter from Toronto and now living in Tennessee. If you're a country singer, you kind of have to go down to Tennessee. Her voice has been described as a blend of Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, and Emmylou Harris. And she's been described as Toronto's best kept secret. She's a self-described bird lover and actually was organized and the feature performer at a benefit concert for the World Parrot Refuge in BC in 2010. So there you go. Well, I've only got about 20-ish minutes left and I want to play a few more songs. And the next song being by the one, the only, probably the coolest Scientologist I know. I'm a little disconcerted that he's actually involved in Scientology, but that's a whole other ball game. I'm talking about Beck, four-time platinum artist who obviously rose to a huge popularity. I'm going really well with his breakthrough single Loser in 1994. Can you believe it? 94. He's known to combine his social criticism and musical and lyric experimentation. He hasn't released anything for a little while. He's sort of involved with his artwork right now. Odelay and Sea Change, two of his albums, actually appeared on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. I've chosen a song off one of his albums of a few years ago, actually from 2004, Guerrero. And it was produced by Dust Brothers and features a collaboration with Jack White from the White Stripes. It was recorded in 2004 and released in 2005. So like I said at the beginning of the show, he's actually released something, not an album unfortunately, but something, on December 11th, just in time for Christmas last year. It's called Song Reader, which is a book of sheet music. It includes 20 songs worth of sheet music and more than 100 pages of art. And he began working on this in 2004. So if you're a huge lover of Beck and you collect everything Beck related, check out this new, initiative from Beck release. You might be able to play along to a couple of his songs. He's been involved in a slew of benefit concerts and benefits over the years. In 2011, he actually collaborated on a track entitled Tropicalia, which was a remix for the Red Hot Organization's charitable album Red Hot and Rio 2. And this is a follow-up to their 1996 Red Hot and Rio. Proceeds from the sales will be donated to raise awareness and money to fight AIDS and HIV-related health and social issues. The Red Hot organization basically releases great, fantastic compilation CDs to raise money to fund AIDS service organizations around the world. Their most recent one being in 2010, which was called Dark Was the Night. So hopefully they're due for a new compilation CD very soon. But I just thought I'd play something really fun from Beck, and I love this song. It's called Hell Yes. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Look looking for my place on assembly lines. Fake prizes rising out of the bomb holes. Skeleton boys hacked up in purple. Smoke rings blow from across the disco. Bank notes burn like broken equipment. Looking for shelter, readjust your position. Thought control, those written confessions. Two dimensions, dumb your head down. God, don't look now. Company missiles, power is raunchy. Rent a cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche wasted, hate taste tested.
Hell yes,
not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes,
now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes,
now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes,
now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back, retract. Collapse into laugh tracks, noise response, applause and hand claps. Floodgates open to the sun of the rainbow. Breaking points on the verge of pointless. Fools anointed to the followers' fanfare. Look for the common, not superficial. Code red, color worker for many crises. Profundity idols, rewriting the Bibles. With magic markers running out of the ink. Lives and white out, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Hell yes,
now moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes,
now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes,
now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes,
now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Top priority, peace before everything, God before anything, love before anything, real before everything, home before any place, shoot before anything, style and stay radiate, love, power, slay the hate, truth killer, fakey face, BSA to they face, ain't afraid of major straight, race set the table straight, flow greatest like the greatest lakes, gates on greatest states, quiet water, major waves, steer the course, make a way, and come ashore on a greater day. Homegrown from the greatest grain, full flavor in the native strain. Now put that on your brainy brain. Full exposure to faith and slang. Minimum wage and major gangs. Y'all seen Dante the Bay. Day to night and day to day. They came to play, we came to stay. Get out the way. B.I.G. Sunspot Heat Rocks. Brooklyn Finest Preservation of B-Box. Friend of folk, poison a detox. When we rock, the people are respond. Priority, peace before anything, God before everything, love before anything, real before everything, home before any place, shoot before anything, style and stay radiate, love, power, slay the hate. Priority. love powers.
Yeah. Grand Unified Theory. Rational Response Squad's newest member. My name is Great Square. And I'ma always give it to you straight. Check it. Yo, yo, yo. I'm like the atheist spokesman. That's why I come under fire and pressure attacks like Rex Grossman. Haha, yeah, this game is intense. I've been saying this since agnostic people been playing the fence. They keep saying it's the same in a sense that evolution requires faith that the universe just came to exist. First of all, microevolution's been proven in the same way that sound waves let you listen to music. And macroevolution is a system of change at or above the level of species inflicted with change. That's microevolution on the grand scale we can't even word because our lifespan's too short to observe. But carbon dating is flawed. Its half-life is 5,730 years. And that supports our cause. Now that'd be great if we used it to date, but since we don't, then I'ma question that argument's weight. We use potassium argon to date the globe, not carbon 12 or carbon 14, not none of those. So before you attack, great, go get your facts straight, because in the facts race, your guy comes in the last place.
Believe in gods, we can fix that. Fix that. Irrational thoughts, we can dispatch. Dispatch. It may be hard, but we'll get back. Get back in the position just to end that. End that. Believe in gods, we can. Fix that, fix that. Irrational thoughts, we get dispatched, dispatched. It may be hard, but we'll get back in the position just to end.
Look,
that, end that.
To battle me, you need to reason clearly. Now I'm not saying fear me, but at least be versed in punctuated equilibrium theory, grand unified fields, quantum mechanics, and dark planets with logic that's sharper than the blade of D'Artagnan's to destroy arguments of creationists who can't stand it. Then they try to hit me with the wager. Who? Pascal's wager. Who? Pascal's wager. Now that's a fool's bet. And against the intelligent, it's useless.
Really?
You bet. That ain't nothing new. They use it on kids. But for those who don't know, it goes a little like this.
Wouldn't you rather believe in God and be wrong than to not believe in God and be wrong? If you believe in God and you're wrong, you've lost nothing. But if you don't believe and you're wrong, it's all suffering.
The problem is, you can try it on anything. Switch the gods around and apply it to anything. The flying spaghetti monster, Zeus, Amen Ra, Krishna, Odin, Baal, and then Allah. Which one of them's our God? None of them are false. And blame it on the atheists, it's always our fault. Except it never is. So don't get mad at us, we just showing y'all the evidence.
Believe in gods, we can fix that, fix that. Irrational thoughts, we can dispatch, dispatch. It may be hard, but we'll get back. Just to end that, end that. Believe in gods, we can fix that, fix that. Irrational thoughts, we can dispatch, dispatch. It may be hard, but we'll get back, get back. In the position just to end that, end that, end that.
Grand Unified Theory. Rational Response Squad. I'ma make the fundies hate me. They gon' need a new reason to shut down rap. But they won't shut down rap that degrades women though, huh? They won't shut down rap that talks about selling crack though, huh? Hypocrites. It's all good. Grand Unified. I'm Grand Unified. Grand Unified. Great Square. Grand Unified Theory.
squeeze you, girl. Please hold me tight. Squeeze me with all your might.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've only got about 4.5 minutes left. That was a great new album that's come into the studio, which I was very excited to hear. The Eccentric Soul Omnibus Volume 1. This is a collection of fantastic soul and funk from the 60s and 70s and 80s, not so much the 80s, the 60s and 70s, let's just stay with that. And it's just fantastic. We just heard Procedures, Give Me One More Chance. And basically, all of soul was a protest movement against oppression and for equal rights for everybody involved. So I just love me some soul, and I'm very excited to hear more from this album. And I think you guys will be hearing more from this album at Are You Aware on Thursdays, every alternate Thursdays on CITR from 6 to 7:30. That's just my guess. In their little quadruplet, we heard from a bunch of different artists. The one before the artist you just heard was Graydon Square. He's a hip-hop artist and also a veteran of the Iraq War. He's an outspoken atheist, as you can probably gather from that song, which was called A Rational Response, from his album a couple of years ago, The Compton Effect. And he's also promotes discussion on philosophical issues as well as studying physics full time, as well as being a hip-hop artist. I think that's pretty damn cool. You never really hear of hip-hop artists playing physics as well. He sort of deals with also political issues, the war in Iraq, and his experiences as a soldier and his childhood, which he had to spend in group homes. He's got a new album coming out, Omniverse Type 3, Omniverse, and its release date is 2014. So a little bit longer to wait, but it should be here very soon. In the middle there, we had Mos Def with his song from his probably second last album, The Ecstatic. That was Priority, a lovely little 1 minute and 50 gem. He's actually changed names about 500 different times. I can't remember what his name is now. He's sort of not really going as Mos Def anymore, which is a little sad. But he's pretty much playing some pretty awesome stuff. He's actually been active contributor to the recovery of the oil spill in the Gulf. And in June 2010, he recorded a cover of the classic New Orleans song, originally by Smokey Johnson, called It Ain't My Fault, as part of support of the oil damages. Well, I've got one more song left, keeping this sort of bluesy, hip-hoppy sort of soul thing going. This is from The Sheepdogs, the one, the only. I can't get enough of this album. The Way It Is was on my Best Of, which was my last show of last year, and you can always check that out at the podcast. If you want to send me an email or anything like that, areyouawareradio@gmail.com, and I also have a Facebook and Twitter account, so you can contact me there. Thank you so, so much for listening. I'm looking forward to bringing you a lot of fantastic tunes and tidbits, and hopefully some sweet, sweet interviews for 2013. And I will leave you with All Right, OK by Canada's own The Sheepdogs. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Can't erase, damn those bastards all. You can't persuade them all. I'll meet you sometime, I'll meet you. If only just a complete new, ever you can call. It helps to bleed them all. Say now, alright, I'm okay, I got time. It helps me clear my mind.
me clear my mind. Saying I'm all right, I'm okay, I got time. You help me clear my mind. Yeah. Yesterday. Yesterday.
San Francisco cursed the land that they were on. Then he fled into the forest, the solitude of Oregon. Quickly rose Sebastian II, but his men were now all gone.